poll, Biden's Migration Wrecks Support for Nation of Immigrants Claim. By Neil Monroe on June 12, 2024. Many more Americans say legal and illegal immigration makes the United States worse off than say it makes the nation better off, according to a YouGov poll. Immigration makes the country worse off, according to 38% of 1,595 U.S. citizens in the June 9 to 11 poll. Just 28% said immigration makes the country better off. The remaining 33% said not sure or does not make much difference. The poll reveals a huge 30-point shift against migration since President Joe Biden opened the nation's borders. In June 2021, a YouGov poll showed that 20% of adults picked worse off, while 40% said better off. So the share of Americans who say migration makes the country worse off has doubled from 20% to 38% since 2021. Even amid the establishment media's successful campaign to hide the scope and scale of Biden's migration. The poll also showed mainstream opposition to Biden's policy of welcoming many legal asylum seekers. Just 14%, or 1 in 7 Americans, say the asylum door should remain open. But 39% say it should always be closed. And 40% said it should be closed if the number of new entrants passes a certain threshold. 56% said it should be closed if the daily arrivals reach 2,500. One result of Biden's open-door policy is the growing public recognition that the elite-backed 1965 Nation of Immigrants political narrative makes it more difficult for ordinary Americans to live a decent middle-class life. Just 25% of Americans say immigration is extremely important for their nation's identity, according to a March 2024 poll of 1,282 adults for the Associated Press. In the new YouGov poll, Hispanic adults split evenly when asked about migration, with 29% saying better off and 209% saying worse off. Independents split 2-for-1, with 35% saying worse off and 16% saying better off. 72% of Donald Trump's supporters say migration has made the country worse off, as do 20% of Biden's voters, and 13% of liberals. The only groups that pick the better-off option are liberals at 62%, Democrats at 50%, under-age 30 voters at 29%, and high-income earners at 39%. Related, Mayor Eric Adams floats giving NYC lifeguard jobs to migrants because they're excellent swimmers. Biden and his deputies have invited roughly 10 million legal, illegal, temporary, and quasi-legal migrants into the United States. That huge inflow has added one migrant for every American birth since 2021. The business-backed Democratic organized inflow has forced down Americans' wages and salaries, and it has pushed up Americans' housing prices, inflation, mortgage payments, and crime rates. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The rarely mentioned economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Related, 27 illegal immigrants found inside horse trailer during traffic stop. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.